The gospel reading today, our Lord tells us to beware of false prophets. And we're living in a time where we need to be especially cautious of that. All that it takes is trying to listen or read for just a few minutes, and you will find just about as many opinions on what we ought to do and how we ought to be doing it as there are problems going on right now in the church. So the question is, who do you listen to? Because there are lots of people with wrong ideas. And that makes it very, very difficult and very confusing. Now, there is one other that we need to be aware of, and that is that each one of us, because of our baptism, is a priest, a prophet, and a king. So be careful of the false prophet inside of your own body, because we are professionals at justifying just about anything that we want to do. It's okay for me because God really wants me to have this. God really wants me to do, God's okay with it. He knows the blah, 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 blah. Talk about a false prophet. We look at things and we say, okay, well, we got all these people out there and boy, we can't trust them. And yet the question that I have asked hundreds and hundreds of times to people, name the one person who has let you down the most. It's the same person you trust the most, yourself. No one has let you down more times than you. Talk about a false prophet. And yet we trust ourselves so much when we shouldn't at all. But what happens if we take our focus off the Lord, then the natural tendency is to put it on ourselves. And what good is that going to do? So anyway, getting back to the main point, our Lord tells us that we need to look at the fruits of these people. By their fruits you will know them. That's what we have to be about. We have to be about building up the body of Christ. So if there is somebody who is obviously talking falsehood, that's pretty obvious. There are some people who will speak points of truth, but it is in such a negative or angry and divisive way that that's not going to be doing any good either. There are other people who just like to throw out their opinions about everything. And maybe there are some points where they're rooted in truth, but then you need to be really careful because then they get off track. There are others who are so narrowly focused that it's like a horse with blinders on and they can only see something that's directly in front of them, or at least in their perspective, in their point of view. They can't see anything else. And so they're not taking anything else into consideration. Just one perspective. Which once again, we need to be very careful. So we can always look at what these people's lives are about. Are they truly following the Lord? Now again, we need to be really careful because there are those who will give lip service to Jesus, and he's the one who says it. Not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. So there are lots and lots of people who are going to be telling us all kinds of things, almost as if it's in the name of the Lord. They're going to give lip service to Jesus, but they don't live it. They don't follow it. But boy, do they sound good. By their fruit you will know them. That's what we have to keep looking at. Not just the words. Again, we can glean from their words. If they're speaking something that's true, that's praise God. We can learn from that. But be really, really careful, because remember, the best lie is 9 parts truth. And 1 part falsehood. The devil isn't so stupid as to just stand up in front of us and give us something that's just a blatant out-and-out lie. If he were going to stand here, for instance, and say to you, Jesus isn't really God, do you really think that he thinks that we would believe that? Of course not. So instead, he gives you a whole bunch of truth and then slips in a little bit that's not true. It doesn't have to be anything huge. After all, when you look at the Sears Tower, for instance, in Chicago, if at ground level they were off by 1/8 of an inch, on the 108th floor, it would be off 8 feet, be the Leaning Tower of Chicago. But it was only 1/8 of an inch. Who cares? What's the big deal? See how shrewd the devil is. He's not going to come out breathing fire and spewing filth. He knows that that's not what you're interested in. He's going to speak truth and then slip in just a little bit that's a bit off. It's just a little off. It's not horribly off. But he knows then as you go along that path, you're going to be further and further and further away from the truth. It's the way he's going to operate. So that's where we have to be so very careful. Remember the temptations in the desert? He was quoting sacred scripture to Jesus. The devil's not stupid. He's the most intelligent creature that God made. And we have to also be careful because, remember the time, I don't remember which of the Israelite kings it was, but God said, how are we going to deceive this guy? One of the angels said, oh, we'll lie to all of his prophets. 400 of them. They all told him the same thing. It was a lying spirit. So again, we need to be so, so careful. Especially now. And all you have to do is turn on the internet and boy, oh boy, it can light up with all kinds of stuff. So be really cautious. Beware of false prophets. St. Paul tells us we need to be a slave of God. Are the people we're listening to really striving to live according to the way of the Lord? Are we striving for that? Are we keeping our focus on the Lord? Is this person leading me closer to Jesus? Is he leading me away? These are the kinds of things that we can look at to make sure that we're not being led astray. Because we're at a very, very delicate point right now. The majority are going to be led astray. The vast majority will be led astray. But it's not just going to be one way. Again, the devil is not that stupid. He's not just going to present one lie. He's going to present hundreds of them. Because he knows this person isn't going to accept that lie, but this one won't accept that one. So, hey, we'll just throw all these out because some will accept this, some will accept that. He doesn't care which way you fall. All he cares about is that you fall. There is only one truth. There are innumerable lies. And there is only one who is absolute truth, and there are millions right now who are speaking lots of lies. So listen to the one who speaks the truth, because he alone is the shepherd of our soul. He alone is the one who has borne the greatest fruit. By his fruits we know him. He cannot lie. He cannot deceive. So therefore, we can keep our focus on him. Stay faithful to him. Not necessarily the way that Joe Schmo says we should be faithful to him. The way that he says we need to be faithful to him. So in the midst of the confusion, be really, really careful. This is, perhaps more than any in history, this is the time of false prophets. So be cautious. There are some true ones out there. There are people speaking the truth. But there are lots, lots more speaking falsehood and leading people astray. So be very, very careful. And above all things, look at that question. Are they leading me closer to Jesus? Are they leading me to greater obedience to our Lord? Are they leading me to a greater love for our Lord? Those are the kinds of things that we need to look for, because then the fruits in our lives will be good. And if they're not, they're leading us astray, if they're leading us more into ourselves, then our fruit isn't going to be good either. And all we've done is to demonstrate ourselves to be what we already knew, a false prophet within our own self, because I'm looking at myself rather than at him. So put the focus where it belongs and keep it there. And no matter what happens, stay faithful to Jesus, because he is always faithful to us.